Lucy, would you explain your role and provide some background to the activities of PJ Livesey Holdings?
So my role here is the first of its kind for the company, and the focus is on raising awareness of the development, positioning us as proud custodians of this special site, and engaging the community through an exciting programme of events in the Georgian Recreation Hall and the 37-acre grounds. In terms of PJ Livesey as a company, we are specialist developers, breathing life really into heritage buildings, creating beautifully designed homes. We've done this for 45 years and we've sort of led the way in heritage regeneration. You might know York's iconic Terry's Chocolate Factory. That was one of our developments where we turned it into 163 apartments, including the conversion of the historic clock tower, which was turned into 23 homes. We're a family-run business. We put people and place really at the heart of every project. And here at the Retreat York, the team are preserving a remarkable legacy while opening Hidden Gem really to the public. This is going to create a sort of rare opportunity to engage with an internationally significant site.
In terms of the project to the Retreat, just provide us with a brief history of the site as a mental institution.
It's a fascinating site for lots of reasons. So it's a Grade II listed 18th century estate. And it was founded in 1796 by Quaker philanthropist William Tuke. It was purpose-built for healing, really, designed to sort of harmonise architecture with nature and landscapes and well-being. And it's recognised for the pioneering care that he instigated, which shapes modern mental health care today, really. So it's a powerful example of Quaker's social impact. The landscape here at the Retreat, you heard me mention about the 37 acres, that played a sort of vital therapeutic role. Patients and staff were able to take part in outdoor sports, for example. There's a cricket ground within the grounds, a bowling green and a tennis court. They grew food. We have an orchard and there were kitchen gardens. And they had a farm here where patients were encouraged to take care of animals. That connection with nature, William Tuke felt, lifted spirits and supported recovery. At the far end of the site here, we have a Quaker burial ground, which is lovingly maintained by the Friargate Friends. It's a simple, peaceful place, and it's the resting place of Joseph Rowntree, various other members of the Rowntree family, and Samuel Tuke, who was William Tuke's grandson, who carried on his great work. The Quaker burial ground remains in use today and will be permanently protected because Quakers will always be able to access the burial ground, even when this becomes a residential community in the near to medium future as the development progresses.
Now, when I arrived, you actually took me to the recreation hall as it was in the older part of the original building. And you told me about a charity and an event that you held to actually bring the community, particularly those that have been in the hospital. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a wonderful space. It was built in 1907 and it's going to be restored because it's listed, so it won't be being changed as part of the development. It will stay as a community space. We're looking at what that's going to mean in the fullness of time. As the development is being created around us, the conversions and the new builds, my role is to have the community use the space. So yes, and you referenced the concert we had in December, great way to start the festive season. We had a York concert band come and perform. They are a 50-strong brass, percussion and woodwind outfit. And we had, in total, 130 people in our hall. And over the course of the evening, including ticket price and raffles, we raised over £1,000 for two local charities. So that was a super evening and brought people in to use it as a community space. We've also had lectures in there and workshops and so on. And the plan over 2026 is to do more of that, really. We're looking to have a charity coffee morning in March, for example, for York Against Cancer.
So to go into a little bit more detail about the actual development, what are the sort of aims and objectives of your company's development works and how do you fit into those works being undertaken?
So yes, there are great future plans. So we have purchased the site here at the Retreat. We went through a rigorous planning process over a number of years and now we're starting a major transformation. So over the coming sort of 4 to 5 years, this estate will be sensitively redeveloped into a community of 120 heritage homes, retaining many of their original features. The northern section of the site, including the north lawn and views of the listed building from 1796, and routes to Lammel Hill, which is a scheduled monument that we have on the site, will permanently remain open to the public. The southern section of the site will offer limited managed public access for the safety and security of everybody involved, really. So, and that route will involve views of the orchard and rose garden, the sports areas that I mentioned, and so on. And we're looking to form a heritage trail that celebrates the site's history. Obviously, that needs to be balanced with the requirements of residents who will be living here once the homes have been purchased. So around 70% of the development will be characterful and converted homes, complemented by high-quality, sustainable new-build homes designed to sort of fit within the historic landscape. So we're on with construction now. It began in April of last year. The first phase, which is nearest to the road at the front there, is our sort of focus for 2026. We're looking to complete that first phase this year. We're planning an exclusive preview event for prospective buyers around about March time this year. And the properties at the front there in phase one will be finished in the autumn. We're also looking by the summer of this year to have a show home, which will offer a glimpse of how the houses are going to look and how they'll be furnished internally. So lots and lots of great plans. My role is Heritage Events and Engagement Manager. And as I mentioned, there's lots of things sort of going on in the recreation hall and grounds. Just to give you a little flavour of that. So we've hosted lectures. We've had a large open day welcoming over 850 visitors. We've had workshops led by the archives for the retreat, which are held at the Borthwick Institute at the University of York. We've had all sorts of a whole spectrum of things, really. We had a lovely yoga-based sound meditation class, and the acoustic was gorgeous for it in the recreation hall. We're working with architectural students at the University of York on a sort of live project for them, and we're sort of planning seasonal heritage trails, daffodil walks, and so on. So it's really a case of me working to embed the venue as a community space and help people enjoy it, because of course when it was a psychiatric hospital, it was mainly for the use of staff, patients and anyone who visited the site, and now we're wanting to sort of open it up more broadly. There are some other projects that we're also doing this year. One is working with York St John's University. We're doing an oral histories project to capture memories of those connected to the retreat. So in terms of listeners, Keith, it would be great if people could get in touch with us in terms of any photos they have, any stories, any memories they'd like to share, because we're hoping to collect and collate as much of that as we can to add to the archive with 20th and 21st century memories that people have in terms of their connection to the retreat when it was a hospital. So, yeah, lots and lots of exciting things coming. We're looking to take part in major York festivals this year too. So the best way for people to get in touch, find out more about what's happening here, both on the heritage events side of things and the property side of things, is to go to our website. And the address for that is www.pjlivseygroup.co.uk/theretreatyork. So you should be able to find it there. There are two forms that you can fill in, one to put you on the heritage mailing list and one to put you on the sales mailing list, or both if you prefer. So that's the best way to get in touch. And if anybody is interested in hosting an event or coming to an event here at the retreat, then I would direct them to the website and I would ask them to fill in the form that says Heritage Events mailing list. And then they'll be notified of the kinds of things that we're going to be doing to have people come and use the hall and celebrate the space for the wider York community, really. www.pjlivseygroup.co.uk/theretreatyork.
Lucy, thank you very much.
Many thanks, Keith. Good to talk to you.